Well, we can hear the music now, young man. Brandon's behind the glass on the four-hour outdoorsman tonight. Once in a while, we have a hard time hearing the music. He was in, but he's a pro right now. Hey, Strewman here. Thanks, Brandon, very much for helping us out on the four-hour outdoorsman. Strew here, Boomer, Mark, Lukey, four-hour outdoorsman. How are you guys doing tonight?
I tell you what, I couldn't be any better. And happy Sunday evening to the land of 10,000 lakes. We've got an action-packed show. Just got back with the Aluma Craft Boats. Josh Shave, who is an outdoor photographer, and tune in at 6:20 because if you want to know what it's like to do some pretty cool photo shoots and go all over the country, this is the guy that actually does it for a living. So we're going to have him on board, and we're going to talk in a couple minutes about the recap of the biggest open water personal best Devil's Lake walleye I've ever caught.
That a boy.
That was awesome. And then I got my lovely wife the left of me here.
You always catch all these big fish when I'm not there.
Well, you know what happens, Strew, is maybe it's not Doomer Boomer. Maybe it's Pooh Strew. Maybe you're the jinx for it. But you know what? It's great. And Marky's all decked out in fish attire. He's got his blackfish swag on there. Rumor has it.
Yeah, one of our great sponsors.
You are going to Lake X tonight to go walleye fishing.
I am. I want us to wrap this up really quickly. Maybe I'll bolt out after the second segment, but I am going with my good friend Eric, who lives in Hugo. And we are traveling really far to a crazy Lake X where the bite's on in the evening. So I hope he's getting the boat ready for us because I'm excited.
He's so jacked. I remember last show, Strew, I had my Alumacraft wind pants on and I was like shaking my legs and Mark kept giving me dirty looks and I see his little knee fidgeting over there. So he is ready for a bite.
I'm ready.
Plus at 6:40 tonight, wild card, we are going to have the dude who caught like a, 15-pound walleye in North Dakota?
15-pound, 8-ounce walleye and broke the state record by 1 ounce. And it's a great story. Actually, it's a very boring story because it's such a short story, how this whole thing took place. It's amazing. Right place, right time.
Yeah.
But Neil Lear is going to be on at about 6:40. We'll spend about 15, 20 minutes with him as well. I'm looking forward to hearing all about his life, his background. Maybe he's a professional fisherman. I have no idea. I just spoke to the guy for a few minutes today.
Well, that's amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit about walleye fishing. So Josh and I.
The fourth outdoorsman.
The
Josh
fourth
is
outdoorsman.
Here.
No. Well, we have a fifth outdoors woman, too, over here.
It's a packed house.
This is the most quiet my wife's ever been. Usually she pushes me off the speaker.
Well, hello there.
Boomer said he's got to bring Nicole to the show just so she shuts up once in a while.
Well, I tell you what. Josh and I trekked out to beautiful Devil's Lake Monday morning. We got on the road, Josh, what time, about 5?
5:45, I think it was.
5:45, and we got some coffee, and on the road out there, it's about 6 hours. It's a really quick drive, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah.
I know you were out there for Ice Team University, but when you got two of us, you know, talking fishing, and we got out there about noon, cleaned up the old Alumacraft boats, and we did a photo shoot, and it's never not windy in North Dakota. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Strew, what about you?
Well, I tell you what, you are exactly correct. It reminds me of the story when I was down in San Antonio. I like to interrupt people all the time, Josh. You'll learn that very quickly.
Sure.
And then he gets really mad if you interrupt him.
Yeah.
throws a little temper tantrum on air.
I'm answering Boomer's question, but when you're right, it gets really windy. Even Tanner will admit how windy it gets out there quite a bit. But one time, my wife and I were in San Antonio. We're golfing with a guy who lives in San Antonio, and it was like Devil's Lake. The wind was blowing. And I says, man, this is something. He says, no, it isn't. He said, you've never been here. I said, I've never been here. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, it's always windy in San Antonio because it's so flat down there.
Yeah.
It's so windy down here. One time last year, the wind stopped blowing. Everybody fell down.
Hey-o.
I think that's
well,
funny.
Well, there's not a lot of barrier. You know what? Devil's Lake is such a beautiful lake, and it's expanded. But for me, when I fish there, I don't know if there's like a lot of barriers. Are there a lot of trees or anything around Devil's
Lake? There's not a lot of shrubs.
Yeah.
It's just the wind and water, actually.
But I mean, you can catch some amazing walleye and fish in that lake.
Well, so. I tell you what, our friend Steve Panaz one time told me from Lake Commandos, we were up there for a media shoot, and he goes, hey, I just saw a dicky bird flying backwards because of the wind out there.
But that's funny.
We got out there and we got on the water at about 1-2 o'clock. And this time of year, Devil's Lake is really, it's about pitching a jig and a swim bait. So we went with a white swim bait. Tanner was using a paddle tail. And we went to a bay. I think we went around New Mill Bay is where we were that night. And really what we do is we were slow trolling at about 0.3 to 0.5 miles an hour. And what we found is where there was a faster break off of the weed line. So what I mean by that, if your weed line was in 3 to 4 feet of water And in about 10 to 15 yards, that would drop down to 8 to 10 feet of water.
Okay.
That was the type of structure that we were holding the walleyes and catching them. And Josh caught his first open water walleye doing that, didn't you, buddy?
Boy. I sure did, yeah. It was the biggest one in the boat that night, I think.
It was the biggest one in the boat. So we got some great photography done that night. One of the cool things, again, Josh, and we can talk about this in a second, but just all of the different type of structure. I mean, Josh had pictures. We were literally pitching for walleyes next to a submerged car.
Yeah, it was sweet. I loved it.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, and again,
What kind of camera did you have to look underwater?
It was just up on shore.
It was about half in the water, half out of the water.
Was there anyone
in
it?
Is that one of those episodes like somebody forgot how to put the boat in the right way?
Well, there was a barn pretty close to it, so we're thinking that it just got flooded and left.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's cool about Devils. They have so much cool structure. They have old
street
farm.
Signs
that are sticking out of the water. Fish love structure like that. Yeah.
And I forgot I didn't have a new North Dakota chip with me, so I kind of freaked out that night a little bit because I would never recommend, even I've done about 60 trips on the water now to Devil's Lake over the last 10 years, without a chip, it can be a little dangerous. But I did get my chip thanks to the folks at Woodland Resort. So the next day...
I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I have no idea what a chip is.
It's a GPS. So you buy that little chip and you put it in your electronics, and then it tells you where you are in the lake, and it tells you kind of where the structure is to be careful of, where the daps, where the quick breaks.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
So the next day, Josh went out and did some photography of the town, Strewman, and Tanner and I went out filming with our friends at Midwest Outdoors TV. And we had a great camera guy, Josh. What was his name? Berg?
Yeah, I think so. I know it was Josh.
Now, we know it was Josh. And it
easy
was
to remember.
Windy and rainy in the morning. And we went to that spot again that we had pre-fished. And we often talk about don't fish memories, right? We went to that same spot. Wind had changed a little bit. And we blanked, okay, for about the first hour. Now, when you have camera guys with you and GoPros in the net and GoPros on the side of the boat everywhere, it puts a little added pressure on you, right? Because even though if you're filming a 10-minute segment, it can take a few hours, like you did with Kurt Wahlbeck up at the Wisconsin Opener on Chautauqua, right?
Yep.
So then, you know, Nicole and I, last weekend or the weekend before, we fished in that Teen Challenge tournament. And when we were pre-fishing, which if you want to see a good YouTube video, you should watch Nicole and I try to pre-fish. You could probably hear us in Nisswa
Depends
downtown.
On whose boat we're in. Right? we made that rule.
But we were fishing off the points of the main lake to catch some of those bigger bass. And so we kind of looked around a little bit and we're seeing where the wind was changing. And there was a point right off of the main lake there. And it was a really cool kind of God wink because they had crosses there, right? And we get close to it, and then the trolling motor is acting up
a little bit. What'd you call that?
A God wink.
Something
it's
a new saying.
That.
A new saying of mine that I helped out with a boomer when I went on my service trip to Dominican a couple months ago. I had kids, and these little God winks are something that a sign that God gives you. Maybe it's walleye fishing or bass fishing or a spot you can fish. Maybe it's driving down the street and one of your songs come on. And you're thinking about your son or your daughter, and I call those God winks.
I like that term.
Yeah,
like
that was pretty cool, wasn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so
sorry to interrupt.
I just had to back that one up.
So how we lead into that?
So it was windblown structure, right? And it was a point right out there, and it had a steep drop off. And so we go out right to this, and about three cast into it, we're not getting much, right? But then it turns in a little bit to a bigger bay. So then we turn the Alumacraft into the bigger bay, but the wind was still blowing up against these rocks. And literally, guys, Tanner was using a paddle tail, which he was aggressively just kind of bouncing that thing off the bottom, just retrieving it in. And I thought with the storm we had that morning, these fish are going to be a little more lethargic. So I switched it up to like a plastic white swim bait, pearl color. And I went from a 3-inch to a 4-inch because I was trying to attract, you know, bigger lure, bigger fish. And instead of just reeling it on the bottom, I would just twitch it really lightly, you know, just trying to get that lethargic fish to bite. And I pitched it up against the rocks, guys, did about three twitches, a revolution, three twitches. We were hooking up against a lot of rocks. And I set the hook when I felt the weight. And it was like a rock, right? I had just hit a log, and I go, man, I'm going to lose another jig. And then it went dunk, 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 dunk. And the next thing I know.
How'd that go?
Dunk, 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 dunk.
Thank you very much.
Was that the rod or your heart?
Huh?
Was that the rod or your heart?
All of the above. Because when I started reeling, you could tell the difference. You know, northerns like to do head shakes. Walleyes will do head shakes. But the bigger walleyes, they stay down, right? They don't even head shake. They stay down. And this fish was staying down the entire time. Now, the water was clear in Devil's Lake this time of year, even though it was a windblown shoreline, which made it a little dirtier, which windblown shorelines then can extend the bite for you with walleyes as well. But about 15 yards away, I all of a sudden get a first glimpse of this fish. And I hear the yeah, it was on, right? My heart is just racing. I'm trying not to make a fool of myself on camera right now. And Tanner's like, oh my God, it's the biggest bleeping walleye we're going to get, right? You know, that just Tanner. Doesn't happen, you know? And it looks like Godzilla or Jaws, you know, big great white shark. And we're reeling and reeling, and we get it right next to the boat, and that walleye makes a run all the way down to about 12 feet. So I had to wear him out for a couple minutes, right? We finally get him in the boat. This walleye was about 6.5 to 7 pounds. It looked like it didn't spawn. It looked fat and chubby, so we got some pictures. We got great stuff on film. And then I look at Tanner, and I go, man, I just can't believe that happened, right? And so Tanner starts pitching into that spot, and I go, I'm going to cast over here a little bit. I cast again, and thump, it happens again. Next cast, right? And it was with that little twitch, right? After that, I start bringing in this walleye. It's a 24-inch walleye that was about 5.5 pounds.
Oh, fun.
So to get that back-to-back. So then I look at Tanner, and, you know, Tanner and I are having fun, and the camera guy goes, hey, Tanner, you maybe want to go with that swim bait, you know, that slower presentation. Tanner goes, if he catches two more walleyes that size, then I'll switch it up. Next two casts, 22-incher and a 23-incher.
See, hence
Tanner
the God
then wink. Switched to that white gulp, which is what we were using. But the moral of the story was it was a windblown structure with off of the big lake. And I know Nicole's saying the God wink. And the other piece of it is we had that storm, and so it was really slowing up that presentation after the storm to get those walleyes to bite.
And it's because that point, right, had a cross on it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So that's, God wink. Hashtag that's a God, God wink.
Hashtag God wink, right? So that was a really special day. We caught a few dozen walleyes right in that spot, made a great show with Midwest Outdoors. Keep going, buddy.
No, it sounded like a hell of a story, and it sounded like a great time. And we're going to go see do Tanner and the boys and Devil's Lake and Susie and sometime in July, I think it is, and for a couple of days. And hopefully you can find me a God wink up there. Maybe it's going to be in a pub, but find me a God wink.
Well, like we will. And I tell you what, this time of year, we're pitching jigs and swim baits. When we get into that July time period for Devil's Lake, we'll be running bottom bouncers. But wild card, I think we got a full list of shout-outs, don't we, Producer Mark?
We do. Did you have something you want to say quick?
I was going to say, you can tell the story about you took your son fishing. You took Nick fishing on Saturday, right?
And that's boring.
No, you got to tell the story.
Well, I was going to say, so you're going to be on Midwest Outdoors TV,
yep,
which is a great show. You're going to be on Outdoor Bound TV.
Yeah.
The Four Outdoorsmen are, we're popping.
I guess we're popping.
Are we popping?
Your hashtag hey, Four Outdoorsmen.
Hey, Nicole said she got recognized from the, he knew of me and Nicole from the radio show and her
funny.
Social media
stuff. I was up north with some girlfriends, my friend's getting married, and I just was like, oh, it'd be a nice relaxing weekend. Sure enough, the guys that brought the boat to us, I was in charge of driving the pontoon so the girls could have fun. He's like, yeah, hey, Nicole. Yeah, your husband Boomer stopped into our place. Sure enough. Somebody talked to Boomer last weekend, so.
Yeah, it was fun. It was Ryan Trax from the fish guiding business up there. Great guy. So what do we got? Nice. We got shout-outs.
We have a lot of shout-outs today. Thanks for everyone that posted. You can go to the Four Outdoorsmen page. We do a shout-out post and do comments on that. And we have a bunch to run through, so I'm going to just name a couple off here. Our good friend John Marshall, his son Caden, with a big sandy eye. That's a beautiful fish. And also a huge smallie. Looks like things are popping on Big Sandy. Kurt Danielson wrote, his dad caught a 30-inch walleye at our cabin in Ontario last week. It's going to be a good summer. I wish I had a cabin in Ontario. That's awesome. Timmy Moore says, hey, gang, jumbo black sea bass from Cape Cod. Our friend on the East Coast, Timmy Moore. And those are weird-looking fish, man. You got to go on Facebook and look at those.
They're wonderful eating, and they're very expensive, but it's a good fish to eat.
Jordan Dahl is fishing is still awesome on Mille Lacs.
I love the shorts, Jordan.
I know. I
love those American flag shorts.
Those are some America shorts, and it's fantastic. Thanks for writing, Jordan. Our friend Tony Haberly's daughter, Lucy Claire, is hammering the panfish. Thane Jensen, our good buddy Thane from Clam Outdoors caught a 30-inch lake trout jigging on Lake of the Woods.
Well, that's a fighter.
You know, I've yet to catch a lake trout.
Oh, boy.
I got to do that.
That's a fighter. Good for him. Attaboy Thane.
Hey, what about this guy in Seattle, huh?
Yeah, James Donnelly Jr. says, shout out to Espen Olsen, our friend over in Seattle. And they showed a picture of some fish. I'm not sure what they are, but looks like ocean-going something, rather. And then Bill Katz says, hey, guys, just got home from cabin to relax and listen. Thank you for listening, Bill. And thank you, everyone, for posting on the Four Outdoorsman shout-out.
Hey, before you...
and whippersnappers, don't forget, you can now follow us on Instagram at the Four Outdoorsman as well. So thank you for our 3,000 folks that are always commenting, liking on our Facebook stuff, and now you can follow us on Instagram as well.
And speaking about that, Mark, you somebody texted us or a couple of days ago about couldn't find us on podcast. Explain what's going on with the podcast again.
Yeah, I've been getting a few messages. People are having trouble finding us. That's because we had to switch podcast venues. So we are now on Podbean. And Podbean is a free radio app, or you can go to their website and type the Four Outdoorsmen, the Four Outdoorsmen Show, number four, and you can subscribe and listen to all our shows. So sorry about that change. That we also post a link to the podcast on our Facebook page, so you can follow it there. But
is that Podbean?
Podbean.
P-O-D-B-E-A-N.
Yes.
So now you want to tell the story about your son's big fishing?
Nah, that's boring. We got 1 minute.
Hey, you had a couple weird. We got 2 minutes here, and after break, stay tuned because we're gonna have Josh Shave on. He's a professional photographer in the outdoors. But you had some cool, unique, wacky news.
Well,
right?
No, this is just one of them. Very, very interesting. But you might have heard about it. A mother scares off a bear attacking a 5-year-old daughter outside of Seattle someplace. The little girl gets up at 2:30 in the morning because she thinks she hears her dog barking. Something's going on. Her mom lets, she's 5 years old. She goes outside by herself and gets attacked by a bear. Yikes. And mom comes out and the bear's dragging her away. And she started screaming. The bear dropped her. The daughter spent some time in the hospital with 40 stitches all over her body. And the old man who called 911, and all they said was, they said, in 911 recordings released May 14th, the girl's father calmly says, yeah, she's just missing a chunk out of her back.
that sounds like someone that would let their 5-year-old inspect the noise
outside. Just missing a chunk out of her back. I tell you what, we're right back with the Four Outdoorsmen. We got Josh, your buddy.
Josh Shave. He's a professional photographer with Josh Shave Photography and Blue 42. If you want to make some money taking pictures of people hunting and fishing, stay tuned after break.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the Four Outdoorsmen anytime.
Families fishing forever. The motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you. If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I'll tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the Four Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo. OsseoPowerSports.com.
Boomer here to introduce a new way to keep your bait fresh and cool, no matter how hot the temperature gets outside. Fishing Buddy Cooler. This patented design is built to keep your leeches, worms, and live bait feisty all day long for those prized walleyes, crappies, and panfish. No more mess in your food and drink cooler or wasting bait from baking in the sun. Live bait can be expensive, and this simple solution pays for itself in no time. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Order yours now at FishingBuddyCooler.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Barr from Juice Baits. When you're fishing with soft plastics this season, you're going to rock it when you choose Juice Baits. Juice Baits are a less expensive alternative with a huge variety of options, such as craw tubes, creature baits, Senkos, tubes and jig trailers, swim baits and finesse worms, and a wide selection of crappie baits. See the entire selection of Juice Baits at JuiceBaits.com and like our Facebook page. When you hit the water, throw the juice. Juice Baits, a Minnesota company.
Your parents took care of you. Then, one day, you start caring for them. It's one of those moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Stop by Lowe's to make this a Father's Day to remember with deals for dads that he's sure to love. For the dad who likes to tinker under the hood, get him a Kobalt 227-piece mechanics tool set with standard and metric tools, now just $99.98. Or if grilling out is more his taste, choose from select grills up to 30% off. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20 while supplies last. See store for details.
Over the past year, we've been thinking a lot about how we got to where we are now. Because somewhere along the way, we lost our way. So at Wells Fargo, we're recommitting ourselves to our customers. We've eliminated product sales goals for retail bankers who serve customers in branches and call centers, so we can focus on what matters most, your satisfaction. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Guy.
I keep him in line.
Mark Fisher's over there. Take care of that guy. Hey, I tell you what, welcome back to the Four Outdoorsmen. Our buddy Mark Lukey's got a couple of more shout-outs.
Yeah, we just got a message from Renee Dainty. That's a great name. Dainty said, my brother and I, on our annual fishing trip, all walleyes were over 22 inches. That's a heck of a fishing trip.
Wow.
Thanks for writing, Renee, and thank you for listening to the Four Outdoorsmen.
So, what's next, Drew? Who do we have on?
You're the man, pal. He's your buddy.
Well,
I don't know
if you
want
to know how to make some money taking pictures and videos of people hunting and fishing, we have a special guest. Josh Shave, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Thank you. Thank you.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So tell our listeners on the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country, if they're driving home from the lake, tuning into the podcast, sitting in the boat, having a cold one right now in the driveway, wishing they were on the lake right now. Tell us about Josh Shave. Who are you?
Well, I just bought a really expensive camera, and that does the job. I mean, that's what everybody says. That's what I hear.
I don't know if your wife knows this or not, but describe an expensive camera. Give me the number of an expensive camera. To do your job properly, how much is an expensive camera?
Well, I run with about three bodies, which are, you know, three separate cameras with the glass. My entire kit that I travel with is around $12,000.
That's a lot of money.
Wow. So that is. Yeah. And it looks really fancy, too. When we were in Devil's Lake, he had all this fancy gear and backpacks on. Yeah. And then he had, what was that thing that was rated for 200 pounds or 180 pounds? The grommet?
Oh, just a big carabiner.
Yeah. He's kind of like, you know, Tim Allen, you know, he's got like everything overboard. That's what Josh had when he was packed.
Now, are you nervous holding a $12,000 camera in a boat over the water to take a picture?
Well, that camera isn't 12 grand. It's a multitude of different equipment. But yeah, you get nervous holding stuff over anything. I mean, over cement, you know, you get nervous holding that stuff. But, you know, that's why you carry insurance. Big thing to have when you're doing it professionally, because something can happen at any point in time.
So, Josh, with social media,
right,
and YouTube and all this kind of stuff and filters on your phone right now, a lot of people sometimes feel they're a professional photographer, right? They go out and they take pictures at some fishing tournament, otherwise it'd be walleyes or bass, and then they're like, well, I'm a professional photographer, right?
Right.
But then they have other jobs that they do. You truly shoot photography for a living.
Yep, absolutely.
And so talk about some of the places that you've been just recently and some of the environments that you've had to shoot and some funny stories with it.
Well, I just did a 30-hour stint over the last 2 days at Joyful Noise up in Blaine. National Sports Center. So shooting shows and stuff like that. That's kind of where I got my start, was in the music industry.
Okay.
Which is a great way to learn, because you're shooting in low light and fast movement. So you have to learn how to...
Low light and fast movement.
You have to learn how to manipulate your camera quite fast. I mean, it's... So then you transverse into shooting outdoor stuff, and it's a totally different ball game as far as the numbers and the way you manipulate what you want your photo to look like. But, you know, it's... It's crazy. The industry is constantly changing, just like technology in general. You know, I might buy something that I think I need for my camera or to make my job easier or better, and then 6 months later, there's going to be something new that comes out that you have to spend a couple $1,000s on or whatever. But, you know, to the people that are out there doing photography with their phones, I encourage it, because that's kind of how I started, with a little point-and-shoot camera, and you just... What it comes down to is subject matter and how you frame that picture up. Because anybody can take a picture at this point. Everybody's got the ability to do it. You've got your phones, you've got cameras, and you know the phone cameras now these days are better than what I started on. You know, so you have the ability to take great pictures with phones. Boomer, you do it all the time.
But you have to have a creative eye, wouldn't you
agree? You do have to have, and that's what separates, you know, the pros from the amateurs.
Yeah.
You know, same in the hunting, fishing world. I mean, there's people out there that make money for it, and there's people that do it just for fun.
You mentioned the music industry got you interested in photography at the beginning. I don't understand the correlation. Tell me how that began.
So, it's a long story, but...
Only have 45 minutes.
Well, I'll
try to sum
it up.
He managed a band.
Yeah, I managed a band, but, you know, just like a father, I'm a father of four kids. I started taking pictures of the kids, right?
Yep.
And then I got into the music industry just through some friends, started managing a group, and they needed artwork. Well, I had that artistic eye, so I was taking some pictures of them on stage and stuff, and that just snowballed into a year of practicing, and then from that, I started touring the country with bigger acts and bigger acts and bigger acts, to where I was, you know, I got to shoot Red Rocks full sold out capacity
in Denver, right? Colorado.
With
outside, you know, of Denver, but
walking the same halls of you know, the Beatles did, and John Lennon, and I mean, it's, I mean, their names are on the walls in there.
My wife and I had an opportunity to go to Red Rock a couple of years ago. It is the most beautiful medium to listen and watch.
It's
music.
Unbelievable.
Oh God, if you get a chance, not just the music itself and not just the medium where the entertainment is, but all around it, the setting is something you just have to witness.
Yeah,
just
it's unbelievable.
Right. So now, Josh, you shoot for Josh Shea Photography, and then you work for Blue 42 and do a lot of shoots for us at Blue 42.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about a couple of those shoots and kind of like what you had to do. So talk about, first, before we get to that, we had an interesting conversation on the way to Devil's Lake, because you shot for us there, and hopefully we got a cool cover photo that's going to come out for Devil's Lake tourism pamphlet. A drone. I think of a drone and how popular drones are out there, I remember Josh one day saying, hey, for us to promote this commercially and to make money off of a drone, you need to go do a license through the FAA, right? Yeah. Talk about that process. I mean, that was...
It's a daunting process. You know, I first got the drone, and I didn't really know much about it. I just knew I wanted one because it helps out with all the versatile type of stuff you can do. But as I was looking into it and reading more about it, you're finding out, you're hearing stories of people posting videos online and, oh, they got hit by the FAA because they weren't supposed to be there or whatever. And there's $25,000 fines and they threaten you with 5 years in prison. And I'm like, I can't handle prison. So we're going to go ahead and check
out
this.
I'm too cute. Yeah, he is cute, by the way.
I'm going to go ahead and handle this license deal. And I got a book from Barnes & Noble. They sell them test, like a practice test guide and stuff. And they have, I mean, it's hundreds of pages of stuff. It's weather, it's airspace, it's rules and regulations, it's all this stuff. And you open it and it's just, I mean, it's like a different language because you've never known any of this stuff. So I started reading it and I was like, eh. And then Boomer came to me one day in the office. He's like, hey, we got this construction job we're gonna do, we need to fly the drone, we're gonna, you know, do this and that. I'm like, well, hold up. We can't do that yet until I get the license. So he said, all right, you got 6 weeks. So that helped having that timeline. So then I just studied for a solid 2 weeks. I mean, I was studying about 5 hours a day. And I went into the FAA office in Anoka, the Blaine Airport, I think it is.
Sure, yeah.
And it's a testing center. It's 60 questions, and you sit in there, and you have to just, I mean, there's no, you don't get a cheat sheet, you know, so you're sitting there answering these questions. And you got to pass with 70% or higher. So there is some leeway. But I got an 85, so, you know, above average as far as I'm concerned. So.
Did you have to, for part of your testing, did you have to do hands-on and show them you can actually control the drone properly?
No, it's a bunch of questions that probably will never relate to you flying the drone.
Yeah.
Because you can technically only take them up 400 feet. So that's out of most airspace.
Okay.
However, you know, it's considered an aircraft. And so the FAA says, hey, if you're going to be up there with our planes, you need to know this stuff.
And I think that's smart.
It was interesting, too, because Josh had an app on his phone. Explain that there was different airspaces. So when we were out in Devils, he's like, well, let me see that I'm okay in this airspace. Right. And if you're within a certain airspace, then there was a process you had to follow.
Yeah, so every airport, based on the size of the airport, has a classification. And, you know, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, they all go by those acronyms or lettering system, but it's an app called Before You Fly. You just turn it on and it will tell you, it'll warn you, you're within 5 miles of this airport, you have to call the ATC to let them know that you're planning on flying, and there's rules to how you can go about doing that and stuff. So, you know, it is a process. It's not something that you just go do. You got to know what you're doing.
Because also, I would think it'd be kind of creepy. You could, like, take a drone and go anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, what if somebody wanted to see where someone else is fishing? It could get kind of out of hand. So.
Sure. Interesting. I don't think there's rules against that, so thank you for that idea.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, interesting enough, we've got about 5 minutes, Josh. Talk about some of the cool things you did. You've shot ice fishing with Ice Team University this last year.
Right.
You were down in Florida. Filming and shooting for Blackfish Gear.
Sure.
You were up with us in Devils. Talk about some of the cool experiences and some of the things you learned that you really had to have an eye for when you were doing those shoots.
Yeah, I mean, over the last couple of years is kind of my break into the outdoor industry as far as shooting that type of stuff. Because like I said, I did the music thing for a long time. So, you know, going into a boat and shooting fishing, there's traditional type shots that magazines or catalogs look for, you know, fish hold, hook set, stuff like that, that you're new to the industry. You don't know, you know, oh, that's how you're supposed to shoot that or what. But I've always gone into every job that I've ever done shooting and say, well, I'm going to put my spin on this. You know, I want to bring something new and fresh to that industry every single time I shoot. And I think I've done that. I've gotten a lot of feedback, even, you know, Jason Mitchell and Zippy, and those guys have even said, we really like your style of shooting because it's different. It's not your traditional stuff. So, you know, yeah, I was in Tampa Bay shooting for a week and a half down there on the saltwater, and that was a totally different ballgame.
How'd you end up getting down there? Who hired you?
Well, so I went down there on Blue 42's dime.
There you go.
We went down there to get some Blackfish material and content, and you know, it was insane because every fish you catch is a different species.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bright and sunny, so you're dealing with hot spots from the sun as far
as
that goes.
Yeah.
But
you put the right filters on your lenses and everything looks crystal clear. But
I was looking at some of your stuff on Facebook and his website. It's joshuashayphotography.com, maybe?
What is it? It's at zenfolio.com, but yeah, that's...
Clarify that. Be clear. Say that again.
joshuashave.zenfolio.com.
Dot Zenfolio.
Yep.
Dot com. Anyway, and I was looking at all the stuff, and I love your nature stuff. I love nature, and I love the animals. I love the flowers. I love the stuff that the still shots. It's some of the stuff is stunning. You had one photograph you took of a silo. Is that tree actually growing through the silo?
Yeah.
How did you find that? You got to find this on his Facebook page.
So that's
that is cool.
That's in Walnut, Iowa. I have family there. And so we went down there for Memorial Day a couple of years ago, and I was asking, hey, is there any old beat-up barns?
Yeah.
I love shooting that type of stuff.
Me too.
They're like, no, but there's this silo that's down the road that you got to check out. There's a tree growing out of it. So I drove around, and I'm sure that there it is. So I walked down the field.
Right. It's got to be 30, 40, 50 feet up. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Josh, real quick, we just got a couple minutes. Yeah. What were the biggest differences you saw between shooting ice fishing versus open water?
Well, ice fishing, you're dealing with a lot of white. The snow, the ice, the sky, it's all white. So you got to figure out that color balance and how to make that subject look the proper way. And then out on the water, you got blues and you got blue skies. So it's a matter of color. Essentially,
what's the toughest shot to get when you're shooting people fishing? Because you've been out with Nicole.
Well, I sat and watched you for about 45 minutes trying to catch one damn crappie. You couldn't get that hook set.
That's a tough day in the water. That's funny.
You know, it can be tough or it can be easy. I'm the type of shooter that I like to roam and just, I don't like to have a canvas. I like to have a blank canvas, if you will, where it's like, just go shoot. We have a couple ideas, but we want you to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the freedom.
And you're good at that.
Makes my job way easier.
So what camera would you recommend to people? Because I've been bugging Boover about getting me a camera.
Then talk a dollar value. I mean, you can be...
What's a good, you know, like...
There's a lot of good stuff out
there. I love photography.
And I hate to, you know, people like Nikon.
I think he means your phone's good, honey.
I'm a Canon guy.
It means you got to give me a new present, honey.
Right. I like Canon. Canon is the stuff that I use. I know it. I love it.
Yeah.
What's a good starter Canon if someone wants to get into outdoor photography?
There's a lot of stuff out there. I would say your price point is around $400 to $500. That's a good entry level camera that will give you some options on it. You know, to go in between automatic to manual mode. There's a couple different variances.
Now you had besides the bodies of the camera, you had a whole bunch of different lenses too, right?
Yep.
How many different lenses do you carry with you on a shoot?
I carry about four lenses with me. Typically shoot with a 35 fixed lens, which means that you can't zoom in and out with it. So it's right there at 35. And then I have a 70 to 200 Canon lens that you can be a little bit further away, but it's crystal clear.
But then you put filters, right? It could be bright and sunny. You need to put a certain filter.
Yeah, there's different protectants that you can put out the ends.
Are you talking about, we're talking about outdoor photography, obviously, which you thoroughly enjoy, but you got to make a living doing other stuff as well. You must do weddings, maybe high school graduation photographs, those kind of things as well.
Sure, I do everything. I think I've shot every single thing there possibly is.
And what is your favorite type of shot to do?
Outdoor.
Really? Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, and that's like within the last year and a half. It's just, I grew up outside with my dad and brother, and, you know, getting back out there, it's fun.
What were your aspirations as a kid? You didn't wake up at the age of, you know, and at 6 years old and say, what do I want to be when I grow up?
I wanted to be a mortician.
All right.
All right, good segue. Josh Shea, Blue 42 Photography.
How do they find you? Quick.
Joshua Shave, just Google it. I'm out there.
Thanks.
There he is. So what's next, Drew? What's after break?
We got the guy who caught the 15-pound, 8-ounce walleye. This is going to be a hell of a story. But Four Outdoors, we'll be right back, guys.
You're listening to the Four Outdoorsmen, part of Bob Outdoors.
Families fishing forever. The motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you. If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there is no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Hey, what fire? Lake's Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lake's Trading Company a very serious look. I'll tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lake's Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the 4 Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo. OsseoPowerSports.com.
Boomer here to introduce a new way to keep your bait fresh and cool, no matter how hot the temperature gets outside. Fishing Buddy Cooler. This patented design is built to keep your leeches, worms, and live bait feisty all day long for those prized walleyes, crappies, and panfish. No more mess in your food and drink cooler or wasting bait from baking in the sun. Live bait can be expensive, and this simple solution pays for itself in no time. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Order yours now at FishingBuddyCooler.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Barr from Juice Baits. Juice Baits is a Minnesota company based out of Brainerd. Juice Baits are tried, true, and tested by me and my brother Kyle, who are both high school fishing state champions. And we know a good bait, so we came up with Juice Baits. Buy the whole line of soft plastics infused with the juice and get ready for boatloads of fish this season. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and see the whole Juice Baits story on the web at juicebaits.com.
It's iconic. Iconic Fest 2018, July 6th and 7th at the Green Lantern.
Hey, give me a redneck.
Iconic artists like Mark Chestnut,
Bubba shot the jukebox last
night. The Bellamy Brothers,
just let your love go.
Johnny Lee,
I was looking for love.
And many more. Iconic Fest at the Green Lantern, 9 miles east of Brainerd on Minnesota Highway 18. Tickets and info at iconicfest.com. Presented by Budweiser and Huff Entertainment Solutions.
Don't miss Niemeyer Trailer Sales Summer Open House Event Saturday, June 16th in Albertville and Elko. And beginning June 11th and going through the open house on the 16th, get special open house pricing on their huge inventory of fifth wheels, travel trailers, truck campers, and more. And going on at the Albertville location from 11 to 2 p.m. on Saturday the 16th, the Lookout Bar and Grill will be serving free food. Remember, special open house pricing is June 11th through the 16th at Niemeyer Trailer Sales in Albertville and Elko Newmarket.
Your parents took care of you. Then, one day, you start caring for them. It's one of those moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. Total Country Bob FM.
Strewman here, the four outdoorsmen. Boomer, Nicole, Boomer's lovely wife. Mark Lukey is here. Young man named Josh Shave, photographer, is also in the studio. He's a fourth outdoorsman tonight. Brandon behind the glass. I think. Thanks for listening, everybody. Let's do some sponsors, my friend.
Yeah, let's talk about Alumacraft Boats. They've been a part of our family for the last 5 years, and just truly the best aluminum boat company in the market. All about families, fishing, and forever. And beautiful Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where Tanner and I were just out there with Josh filming and doing some photo shoots. The walleyes are popping out there. And let's not forget Blackfish gear. Marky's got his Blackfish gear on.
Yes, he does.
Wasn't that Blackfish gear nice out in the boat, Josh?
It was
hot and sunny, and I had the guide on. I was 30 UPF, and I did not get sunburned. And it's going to be that time of year when you're going to be running live bait rigs, and you might be using some leeches or some worms, and fishing buddy cooler.
There you go. That's why. There you go. Osseo Power Sports, I'll tell you, right by Boomer's house. If you need anything outside, ATVs, UTVs, Hondas, snowmobiles, motorcycles, whatever you need for the outdoors, Osseo Power Sports is the place to go. And then Lakes Trading Company, the best gun shop in the Twin Cities by far. They're up and running right in Forest Lake. Check out those guys at lakestradingco.com. Hey, we might have a guest. Brandon, do we have a guest? Neil Lear, are you on the phone, friend? Maybe not.
Hello?
Neil, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sir. Can you hear me pretty well?
I can hear you real good.
There you go. Neil, how do you say your last name?
Liar.
Liar. Okay. Well,
this is perfect
for fish stories.
Yeah, yeah. This is perfect. Of course, Neil, we're not the first group to say this, of course, but Neil is a fisherman, and of course, that is the perfect name for a fisherman because I've got a ton of stories I'd like to BS about.
Liar's
but
the story guide
we're,
service.
Yeah, That'd the story we're going to talk about is documented. There's no chance you could have lied about that. Neil, tell us all about your background. Where are you from? Where were you born and raised? And tell us about your background.
Well, I grew up in a small town, Braddock, North Dakota, on a farm near there. Went to school there and milked cows and raised cattle out there and pigs. And did a lot of hunting. Pheasants, geese, deer, you name it. And then I do fishing, a little bit of fishing growing up, too.
And you're a farmer. You've done some fishing. You like to trap when you were younger as well. And you're not an avid, a huge fisherman, so you don't fish regularly is what you're saying.
Yeah. I have a younger brother that fishes nonstop, and he just picks me up every once in a while when he needs something to go fishing with. So I fish with my younger brother. He does a lot of fishing tournaments and stuff.
All right, go ahead, Boomer.
Yeah, so Mr. Liar, Neil, thanks again for joining us on the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country here. So let's get right to it. So you caught the state record walleye on Sakakawea, right, in North Dakota?
Not Sakakawea, on the Missouri River.
On the Missouri River, okay. Tell us the story about catching this monster walleye and what was going through your mind while you were reeling this beast in.
This will take about 10 seconds. I read this story. It's amazing. But go ahead. Tell us the story, buddy.
Well, I met my brother down by the boat landing down there, and we just put the boat in. My uncle was with us, too. He's 73. We take him out fishing at least once or twice a year. He's from Valley City. His name's Larry Liar. And they were in the boat. I backed the boat down into the water. My brother backed the boat off. I pull it out, parked the pickup in the trailer. So I come walking down to the boat landing. He picks me up by the boat landing there, and he goes, grab my rod. It's got plastic on. It's got the high-tech jig on there. It's high-tech plastic bait on there. He goes, I'm scanning fish down here. Throw it in, see if land something. I threw it in there, jigged it about 3, 4, 5 times. I don't even know how many times. All of a sudden, boom, something hit. And I knew it was something pretty strong because it didn't come up at all for a while. And I came up, got close to the boat, and I went back down again. And then he held me for a little while there. So now he's bringing him up, and he didn't fight much more. I think he got tired right away or something. He's a big, fat thing. And then I told my brother, you better grab the net because this is a big fish. So he grabs the net. We get it close to the boat, and I think he's sweating already. We see how big it was. So we finally get him in the boat and get the high five and everything, and he goes, grab the scale. So we grabbed the scale. He just got a brand new scale. His son bought him a scale. He and it weighs it, and it says, hi. Bottoms out it. So he throws that to the side. He says, I got another one in there. Grab that one. So I grabbed the other scale, and that said 15.8 pounds, which is 15 pounds, 13 ounces.
Jesus.
And he's thinking it's 15 pounds, 8 ounces, and the old state record is 15 pounds, 12 ounces. So he's not thinking it's state record. So we're going to go fishing where he's at a tournament next day. We were just pre-fishing. We're heading down the river where he's going fishing at. He calls his hunting or his fishing buddy, and he goes, we just caught a 15.8-pound walleye. He says, if I was you, I'd turn around and go back and get that weight. That's a new state record. Because we're thinking 8 ounces.
Yeah.
And so we turned around, went back. I have the 5-gallon bucket. It only fit halfway in the 5-gallon bucket. Took it to the first bait shop that has an official scale. Went there and weighed it. My brother and uncle went out fishing again while I'm getting this weighed. I went to the fishing place. It's called Pony Express. Had it weighed there. Yep, they confirmed it. It was 15.8 pounds, which is 13 ounces. So I said, that's a new state record. So they wrote me out a Whopper patch and everything. So then I took it home. I was putting it in the freezer. I just had it in the freezer. My phone rings. I answer it, and it's Pony Express guy. He goes, sir, if this is state record, you have to go out the game and fish, have it weighed again, because they won't honor our scale here.
Can you do that? Hang on a second. Hang on a second, Neil. Can you do that when the fish is frozen?
What's that?
Can you do that when the fish is frozen? Does that affect the weight?
Yeah. I don't understand you what you said there.
That's all right. Continue the story.
Keep going.
Okay. And then after he called me, told me I have to go to the game and fish, I loaded the back of my pickup, went out to the game and fish. I go out there, they look at me and stuff. Well, we don't have a scale.
Jesus.
So they go, we called the nearest butcher place. Called WD Meats. They followed me down there with the camera and everything. Went down WD Meats, weighed it in there, and then they took pictures of it and verified it. From there, we went back down to Fox Island where I caught it, took some more pictures. Then I finally got to take it back and put it in my freezer for having it, had the taxidermy. So I could have it mounted. And then in there, I went back out, called my brother Leon out on the boat out there. I said, come and pick me up now again. We're going back out fishing. Now it's 10 o'clock. We went back out fishing. We were fishing out there for, it was no more than a few minutes. Our phones ringing. Almost all of Bismarck knows already that we caught this big fish state record. So our phones are going off all day long. My uncle is 73 years old. He can't believe our phones are doing this. And he wants to fish. And then KX News calls, and they want to interview me out on the boat. So we met them back at 3 o'clock at the boat landing. And then this is kind of a funny story. We're out there, and she's got the camera going. She's doing me, and my Uncle Larry catches a fish. It's a small one and everything. Here is reel breaks. So we look like three guys out there that have no idea what we're doing.
That's awesome.
I grab the string, bring the fish in, and the fish is flop around inside the boat and everything, and she's got this all on camera. So that's how my interview went that night on the news.
Wow. Hey, Neil, this is 15 pounds, 8 ounces, and the old state record of 19...
This is 15 pounds, 13 ounces.
13 ounces, and the old state record was 1959, but there was some controversy as to whether that was a legitimate record. Tell us a story, if you know, about Blair Chapman's walleye record in 1959 that most people think never happened.
Yeah, Game and Fish told me when I got there that was the old state record was 15 pounds, 12 ounces.
All right.
And he said that wasn't legit because rumor has it, it was found dead on the shoreline or in the water, and a guy netted that or found it dead, and that was the state record. But I guess there was no pictures, nothing confirmed because social media wasn't big back then, or was nothing at all back then, I should say. And then and mine was 15 pounds, 13 ounces, not 8 ounces. It was 13 ounces.
Yeah, okay.
So are you calling him a liar, too?
Hey, Neil, the good friend of ours from the 4 Outdoorsman here, we're talking to Neil Liar, who caught the 15-pound, 12-ounce or 13-ounce? 13-ounce walleye on the Missouri River, and a good friend of ours, who's always down there, who fishes Missouri all the time? Your buddy, your mentor.
Steve Carney.
Steve Carney's always down there. Are monster walleyes common down there? Can you catch 8-10-pound walleyes regularly on the Missouri down there?
No, not that big. The biggest, pretty common are the 18-20 inchers, which probably, you know, 3-4 pounds. But getting that bigger, they're up to 8 pounds is far between. I mean, you catch them, but not a whole lot of them.
Did you ever think about releasing that walleye?
Releasing it?
Yep.
Not when I found out it was the state record.
Good call. There's no way I released it.
I'm gonna have it mounted anyway.
Hey Neil,
lifetime deal.
Was that fish spawned or no? Was that pre-spawned fish?
No, it was full of eggs yet.
It was full of eggs.
Game and fish, because it was so late in the year. The game and fish didn't think that was gonna spawn anyway, because it was so late in the year. It should have been spawned out already. A lot of times those big older walleyes, their eggs aren't very good anymore. They not produce very good, and they figured they were just. That walleye just was regurgitating his eggs.
Hey, one thing interesting about Neil, he told me, I said, boy, you must be on the water every day of your life. He said, I haven't fished since that day. That's the last time he's been in a boat.
What a great story.
What a great story. Neil, thank you so much for joining us on the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country.
All right, thank you.
Take care, buddy. I'll tell you what, one thing also he said, I talked to him about an hour and a half ago, and he said his wife says that she's the best catch of his life. Not that one.
Nice. Well, hey, that's what a true.
Is he going to mount her too?
No. I bet he is, if he can.
F-A-A.
All right, everybody.
All right. Welcome to Four Outdoorsmen. Thanks, everybody. Boomer's got something to say.
Get outdoors.
Bob Outdoors can